I folded my arms across my chest. Look, Johnny, this is a pretty half-assed story. I mean, I only have your word that you're a cybrid. You might be a scam artist for all I know.
He looked surprised.
I had not thought of that.
How would you like me to show you that I am what I say I am?
I did not hesitate a second.
Transfer a million marks to my checking account in Transweb, I said.
Johnny smiled. At the same instant, my phone rang, and the image of a harried man with the Transweb code block floating behind him said,
Excuse me, Emlamia, but we wondered with a deposit of this size, if you would be interested in investigating our long-term savings options or our mutual assured market possibilities?
Later, I said. The bank manager nodded and vanished. That could have been a simulation, I said.
Johnny's smile was pleasant.
Yes, but even that would be a satisfactory demonstration, would it not?
Not necessarily, he shrugged.
Assuming I am what I say I am, will you take the case?
Yeah, I sighed.
One thing, though, my fee isn't a million marks. I get 500 a day plus expenses.
The cybrid nodded.
Does that mean you will take the case?
I stood up, put on my hat, and pulled an old coat from a rack by the window. I bent over the lower desk drawer, smoothly sliding my father's pistol into a coat pocket.
Let's go, I said.
Yes, said Johnny.
Go where?
I want to see where you were murdered.
Stereotype has it that someone born on Lussus hates to leave the hive and suffers from instant agoraphobia if we visit anything more open to the elements than a shopping mall. The truth of it is, most of my business comes from and leads to off-world. Skip-tracing deadbeats who use the Farcaster system and a change of identity to try to start over. Finding philandering spouses who think rendezvousing on a different planet will keep them safe from discovery. Tracking down missing kids and absent parents. Still, I was surprised to the point of hesitating a second when we stepped through the Iron Pig Concourse Farcaster onto an empty stone plateau which seemed to stretch to infinity. Except for the bronze rectangle of the Farcaster portal behind us, there was no sign of civilization anywhere. The air smelled like rotten eggs. The sky was a yellow-brown cauldron of sick-looking clouds. The ground around us was gray and scaled and held no visible life, not even lichen. I had no idea how far away the horizon really was, but we felt high, and it looked far, and there was no hint of trees, shrubs, or animal life in the distance either.
"Where the hell are we?" I asked. I had been sure that I knew all of the worlds in the web.
"Madia," said Johnny, pronouncing it something like Mudya.
"I never heard of it," I said, putting one hand in my pocket and finding the pearl-handled grip of Dad's automatic.
"It's not officially in the web yet," said the cybrid. "Officially, it's a colony of Parvati, but it's only light minutes from the force base there, and the Farcaster connections have been set up before Mudya joins the Protectorate."
I looked at the desolation. The sulfur dioxide stench was making me ill, and I was afraid it was going to ruin my suit.
Colonies? Nearby?
No, there are several small cities on the other side of the planet.
What's the nearest inhabited area?
Nanda Devi, a town of about 300 people. It's more than 2,000 kilometers to the south.
Then why put a Farcaster portal here?
Potential mining sites, said Johnny. He gestured toward the gray plateau. Heavy metals,
The consortium authorized over 100 Farcaster portals in this hemisphere for easy access once the development began.
Okay, I said. It's a good place for a murder. Why'd you come here?
I don't know. It was part of the memory section lost.
Who'd you come with?
I don't know that either.
What do you know?
The young man put his graceful hands in his pockets.
Whoever, whatever, attacked me used a type of weapon known in the Corps as an AIDS-2 virus.
What's that?
AIDS-2 was a human plague disease back long before the Hegira, said Johnny. It disabled the immune system. This virus works the same with an AI. In less than a second, it infiltrates security systems and turns lethal phagocyte programs against the host, against the AI itself, against me.
So you couldn't have contracted this virus naturally?
Johnny smiled.
Impossible. It's comparable to asking a shooting victim if he might not have fallen on the bullets.
I shrugged.
Look, if you want a datumnet or AI expert, you've come to the wrong woman. Other than accessing the sphere like 20 billion other chumps, I know zilch about the ghost world.
I used the old term to see if it would get a rise out of him.
I know, said Johnny, still equable. That's not what I want you to do.
What do you want me to do?
Find out who brought me here and killed me, and why.
All right. Why do you think this is where the murder took place?
Because this is where I regained control of my cybrid when I was reconstituted.
You mean your cybrid was incapacitated while the virus destroyed you?
Yes.
And how long did that last?
My death? Almost a minute before my reserve persona could be activated.
I laughed. I couldn't help myself.
What is amusing, Amlamia?
Your concept of death, I said.
The hazel eyes looked sad.
Perhaps it is amusing to you, but you have no idea what a minute of disconnection means to an element of the Technocore. It is eons of time and information, millennia of non-communication.
Yeah, I said, able to hold back my own tears without too much effort.
So, what did your body, your cybrid, do while you were changing personae tapes or whatever?
I presume it was comatose.
It can't handle itself autonomously?
Oh, yes, but not when there's a general systems failure.
So, where did you come to?
Pardon me?
When you reactivated the cybrid, where was it?
Johnny nodded in understanding. He pointed to a boulder less than 5 meters from the Farcaster.
Lying there.
On this side or the other side?
The other side.
I went over and examined the spot. No blood, no notes, no murder weapons left lying about. Not even a footprint or indication that Johnny's body had lain there for that eternity of a minute. A police forensics team might have read volumes into the microscopic and biotic clues left there, but all I could see was hard rock.
If your memory's really gone, I said, how do you know someone else came here with you?
I accessed the Farcaster records.
Did you bother to check the mystery person or person's name on the universal card charge?
We both Farcast on my card, said Johnny.
Just one other person?
Yes. I nodded.
Farcaster records would solve every interworld crime if the portals were true teleportation.
the transport data record could have recreated the subject down to the last gram and follicle. Instead, a Farcaster essentially is just a crude hole ripped in space-time by a phased singularity. If the Farcaster criminal doesn't use his or her own card, the only data we get are origination and destination. "Where'd you two Farcast from?" I asked.
"Tau Ceti Center."
"You have the portal code?"
"Of course."
"Let's go there and finish this conversation," I said. "This place stinks to high heaven."